And what conclusions did you come to?
I came to the conclusions that what I think is best for the patient may not be the best thing for the patient at that particular time. I did another study, and I was looking at mobility. And if I had scored the patient's mobility, I would have been put it very, very low, because they were having to walk with a walking stick or a frame. But when the patient scored on a questionnaire their mobility, they thought their mobility was quite good. And from their point of view, all they wanted to do would be to get from their front door out into the garden, out to the front gate to talk to the neighbour. And that was the sort of mobility that they wanted. Whereas I was thinking of mobility as being able to walk maybe half a mile or so. So that my perception as a health professional was completely different. Hopefully it's changed now. Was completely different at the time. And my expectations were not the same as those of patients.
Any other memories of your time at the Radcliffe Infirmary?
Yes, we held multidisciplinary clinics. So we had, the Radcliffe Infirmary had Tim Goodacre, who was a consultant plastic surgeon on site, who we'd often ask to help us with patients with surgery. And plastic surgeons were quite clever at using soft tissue in closing defects and being creative with the foot. We had help from Linda Hands, the vascular consultant, who was sited up at the John Radcliffe. And she would come down and we'd do a combined clinic with vascular plastics and David, diabetologist. And then later on, Tony Barron from the bone infection unit came in as well and joined us. And it was good to have different professions all thinking about the same patient, the same problem, and trying to come up with the best way forward for some of these difficult cases. I'm not so sure the consultants liked me too much, because I would try and book, say, 13 patients into a one session, and I think they weren't used to the intensity of having to work like that.